so welcome, everybody. Let's see, so do we need to update the, review and update the most critical task at hand?
Probably not.
I think those have been pretty static recently. So the next item was basically the post-mortem of the last couple of workshops. I've missed both of those, unfortunately, but do other folks want to comment?
Okay, there's an overall depth workshop during which we did discuss what we are going to do with the various boxes. I guess we even talked a little bit about pointing or converting various instances into .or.net domain names. So I could report that on the next item. I actually also want, I mean, as of the next item, to ask people to contribute to reasons why, justifications for people to become part of OR.net. But I'll defer to the next item.
Okay.
So Michael might report on the metadata session, which I think is really good.
Last week we had the sixth metadata session with a focus on ontology, financial ontologies, metadata for the financial ontologies. Let's see here, some of the highlights. So the primary, let's see here. Why am I never prepared for this? Maybe we should read my things beforehand. So David Newman and Mike Bennett were the primary presenters for the financial metadata work. It was actually quite a very interesting kind of presentation because it kind of illustrated in a way some of the focus of a lot of the metadata in their work is kind of primarily related to kind of provenance sorts of metadata. There's been very little work kind of on actually collecting a lot of the financial ontologies together into a repository. So that's one of the things that we really wanted to kind of get out of that. There's actually today, as we speak, there is a financial services semantics conference in New York City I think Mike Bennett has a presentation later on. Elisa Kendall is on a panel. Dealing with a financial industry business ontology, people there from the rules, SVDR projects. Yeah, Mike Bennett's giving a talk on the financial industry business ontology as well. So definitely one area that we want to engage, I guess perhaps related to one of our later action items of kind of getting people to put in ontologies into the OOR right now. I think that the FIBO, the financial business ontology, definitely needs to be something that we want to try to reach out to that community and bring it in. It was a very good session.
Yeah.
I don't know, Peter, any other highlights you remember?
I agree. I think it was a great session. It was surprisingly well attended, considering we didn't tell people about it until like the Monday before that Tuesday, I think, or maybe Sunday. And we had like more than 20 or close to 20 people, around 20 people showing up, which was amazing, considering that we have nominally have less than 10 people showing up at all our meetings. So that was sort of a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, in fact, so we need to also get contact Mike Bennett to see whether he can take the lead in kind of uploading what they have in their EBO right into the financial industry business ontology, get that into one of the OOR sandboxes as soon as we can. Yeah, that's about all.
Yeah, that sounds great. So I think the conference is actually today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
In fact, according to the schedule, Mike Bennett is speaking right now.
Ah, okay. that may be why he's not then. So.
But I sort of heard him say that it costs $300 to be there.
Mm.
And he said it's not expensive. Obviously, I mean, he's talking to like financial guys where
right.
where like $1 billion is small change.
Well, you know, David Newman is the strategic planning manager VP for Wells Fargo Bank. So all of our bank fees are going to good purposes.
Right. They probably OMG and Mike should probably charge them like $30,000 and fund the operation that way.
But yeah, they're definitely like Mike presented. He has a link. I think you can find the link on the meeting page. There's a link to the EDM, right? The what's EDM stand for?
EDM Council.
EDM Council. Yeah, there is a link. If you go to the chat session minutes, there's a URL, www.hypercube.co.uk/EDM Council. And there's a lot of that's basically their the ontology there, but we just need to get that into a form that we can then let's say upload that into one of the sandboxes.
So shall we leave that in your good hands? So you sort of nudge prompt Mike to upload that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of our action items today, right, is soliciting content. So maybe we can raise that issue again when we get to that point.
Right.
But I have a few questions about that.
They actually run that as sort of the EDM Council vocabulary repository or something, semantic repository.
Yes.
So does that sort of constitute some conflict or steal their thunder or something? So,
I guess we'll have to ask Mike.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah, Mike is one of us, so it's easy to talk to him. Yeah, we should try.
Okay. Peter, do you want to go on to the OR status update?
Sure. If people would refresh their pages, I just added one more line at the bottom. So essentially, I have sort of listed out the various OOR instances or prior OOR instances below so that it's clearer. It has been confusing for a little bit. If there are 6 servers now at CIM running some sort of OOR stuff. So there's a OOR01 which runs the old version 2.6 instance that should be taken down. I need some help from Shinya, and he has been busy, so it's not quite there yet. But by the time he's ready, that instance should have finished. And if you click on that link, OR-01.sim3.net, then it will just point to the OR homepage on the wiki. And then there's an OR02, which was put up as a continuous integration server, which means when people check in code, supposedly there's one server that keeps integrating all the codes, which Tejas Parikh, who used to be Ken Bukowski's student and who is now sort of working for IBM but still supporting this effort, is running. Although when he first put up the CI server, we were running the raw installs of the BioPortal, which would have been easier. The fact that Stanford had since changed their distribution into VM images, we haven't kept that up. So again, the OR02, the CI server, is not up to date. It only runs the instance at version 2.6. So that needs to be updated, and we need to talk about a strategy on how to get that upgraded. maybe Ken or Mike have some suggestions we could discuss now, or maybe we can come back to this. And then OR03 is the sandbox, which now could be accessed with sandbox.or.net. And then OR04 is the SOCOP instance, and it is accessible as SOCOP.or.net, although there is talks about changing the name SOCOP to something more descriptive, like spatial.or.net or geospatial.or.net. There's no disposition on it yet. So question again for Mike.
I updated some of the text on the homepage that you may help at least people once they get there, but we haven't decided on the naming yet.
So if I don't get specific instructions, then it stays as socop.or.net.
I think that makes sense. Yeah.
All right. And then I've sort of put out a work request to Shinya Yamada again for installation of the new instance, which would be the NCBO appliance 0.5. The 03, 04, 05 are running 0.4. So 0.5 was released like last week. I think it wasn't released quite yet. We got a sort of prior notification. I haven't seen an official release from them, but as soon as Mike Seder completed his certification, he shot us a link, and that's why we have it. So the new instance will be coming up on OR-06 on a separate server, and I guess by the time we have that, we'll have to talk about what we want to do. Stanford people said they were going to give us jar files if they were making minor upgrades, which didn't happen. Maybe this was a major upgrade. And since we did not add code to 0.4, maybe we need to totally redraw the baseline and start from 0.5. Again, this is something we might want to decide once the first install of a 0.5 image is up. That's my
right. With the, when we upgraded the SOCOP image the last time, I did the random migration scripts, move the ontologies over. And,
oh, you did.
That worked well for what it moved, but it doesn't move all of the information.
Does it move the administrators, the users and stuff?
I'm actually trying to remember on the users. I don't actually recall on the users. It moved the ontologies. I don't think it moved mappings. And I don't think it moved things like the notes as well.
Are you going to continue that work and finish up and sort of keep improving on that script?
Well, it's not my script. It's just running the one from the NCBO appliance FAQ.
Oh.
So I'm hoping that they will embellish that as time goes on.
Oh, so it's their script.
It's their script, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just ran it, and it worked reasonably well. The one disadvantage is that it expects the old instance and the new instance to be up concurrently, which can be a limitation in some environments.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nicer, in a way, if it just dumped it to a file that would also provide a backup capability and then be able to restore it from that file.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you maybe help document that on the customization page, possibly?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, please. All right. So that's the instances. And the last thing is I updated the OR page. I don't know if people have gone there recently. Let me post the link to the chat. So if you go there, you can see that the logo is there for one, and right at the very top of the page, I mean right below the title, then I have a go to an OR instance, and we have OR sandbox, OR dev, OR, there's a test instance. Oh, it's a test instance. Sorry, test instance, and then there's a SOCOP instance, and then there's a link to Colore, which goes to Michael's Colore Subversion repository. It still has a fairly long link, I mean, to the Google repository, but when Xenia sort of updates the request that I made to him, the link will read colore.or.net. So
but that will go to the repository, not to the not to an OR instance, right?
I beg your pardon?
That will still go to the Subversion repository?
Yeah.
Yes. Unless and until someone integrates the common logic back end to the OR UI, I guess it will just be a separate repository.
Right, okay. And, but that is a repository. I assumed initially it was just code for Colore, but it actually is the
yeah, the ontologies themselves.
Good.
So I guess then it would be sort of a continuously improving strategy as to how we get tighter and tighter integration between the common logic repositories and the R repositories. And I can see Till Mussolkowski online, and our hope is on him and Michael together.
Yeah, actually we have set up some project where we want to integrate. So we have a test repository or a prototype repository where we integrate OWL and Common Logic and other languages and ontologies, of course, written in these languages. So there's even a website online where you can see this, although it's not much to see there now. But I think on Friday there will be more.
Fantastic.
Wow.
So I can send you the link, actually.
Yes, please post that to the post that to the chat. But give it a little context, not just the link. Say something before you paste the link. So I guess Till does not need much introduction because he has presented multiple times, but he also leads the Onto IOP, the ISO 17347 standard development effort for ontology integration and interoperability, a project of which Michael Gruninger is now co-lead as well. So between Till and Michael, we have high hopes that somehow we'll be able to navigate around different ontologies represented in different languages.
Very good. And so, we'll see the link there in a moment.
Yeah, and I apologize for the mistake on the OR listings. Actually, I missed one. There's a test, So OR07 would be the new instance, not 06.
OR06 is a test.
Yeah, 06 is test.
Okay.
07 would be the new instance. I just refreshed the page.
And so, Peter, you had a comment at the beginning on justifying being part of OR.NET.
Right. I had sort of been trying to get various other people, in particular, what's her name? Lynn Pouchot.
Oh, Lynn
Pouchot of Oak Ridge National Lab, who runs a BioPortal instance, which she calls ORNL DAC. She's amenable to it, but she needs to write a report, and she had requested that we send her something for justification. And her report goes, because DAC actually is a system of repositories run, which is a sort of broader NASA project. And she, besides her own instance, she says she'll also try to see if she can convince NASA to sort of come into this fold.
Okay. So I suppose we could have the C name there, even if that isn't the primary name for the host, right?
It definitely would not be primary, but it will be a C name. So at least, I mean, people could do, for example, ornldec.or.net, and
right,
and it points to their site at least.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could do colore.or.net, and it points to the Colore Subversion repository. Lynn Pouchot's instance being one, I've also spoken to Carlos Ruida, who now runs the MMI effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, Ken, you probably know them better than I do. But I want to convince him also. Those two are probably easier. I've been trying to convince BioPortal to be bioportal.or.net and have got some pushback so far, but I will keep trying.
I was wondering about that. So that actually would be good.
Yeah. Yes. But it's probably not going to happen. Mark Musin actually is supportive of that, but he is not getting through. To the rest of their team.
Okay.
Oh. Yep. Okay. That's all I have.
Sorry, my other line was ringing. I wanted to mute that. Okay, that sounds great. Let's see, so next topic is planning coordination of upcoming OR events. So let's see, on the next week we have an architecture and API session with Ken and Todd, right?
Right. That's almost the only thing we have on the agenda now, except for maybe April 3rd being the next team meeting. So we might want to fill in a few things. Maybe Till, when do you think you'll be in a good position to show us something?
Yeah, so this student project runs for 2 weeks, so it ends on this Saturday. So after Saturday, there will be an initial prototype that I can show. And so this is basically So the use of the whole project is to study the problems that arise when integrating ontologies written in different languages, which BioPortal so far cannot do. And later on, this effort should be somehow merged with the BioPortal and OOR efforts, of course. And so, yeah, on Saturdays, we know more because then I can show you the I hope that I can convince the students to continue after that. So one of them actually owns a small company with 10 employees, all Rails programmers. So that's an ideal environment, but then the question is, why should he work for us and we don't have the funds to pay him? But actually he's studying computer science and wants to do a diploma thesis, and I want to convince him to do the diploma thesis with me, and then the content would be to further develop the software. So let's hope that it works, and yeah.
But if he does some work, I mean, I guess it's also good reason to apply for grants and some funding to do it.
Yeah, okay, that would be another option.
I mean, you
but I don't have experience with that, actually. So we have, it's always difficult, at least in Germany, to get, as a research institution, get funding for implementation work. Mostly you have to do research and pay researchers, and then you can, as a side issue, you can actually get some funding for implementation work. But
okay, when you say Saturday, it's this Saturday, the 17th.
This Saturday, actually, yes.
So we already have an architecture API on the 20th. One thought is, I mean, you might do it on the 27th. That would be like a week and a bit from after you start. Or negotiate maybe swapping that date with Ken and Todd. So do you want to do it sooner rather than later so that you can get some feedback and get some early feedback to sort of regulate how you will proceed?
So 27th would be free, or this is the swapping?
Yeah, 27th is free.
No,
or if
fine.
You want to do it earlier, then we might, I mean, since both Ken and Todd are here, we might consider sort of swapping that with architecture and API. That is also possible. I mean, that's also, I guess...
That would be next week on 20th.
Would you prefer 27th or 20th?
I think 27th is fine.
Okay, then 27.
So it's the same time as today?
Same time as today. So this would be a regular call. Give us a name. I mean, do you have a project name or something?
The name is so far OntoHub.
OntoHub.
Yeah.
One word.
HUB.
Oh, all right. So if at some point you can send me a title. Can you type a title onto the chat now, and then I can create a page for it and everything.
Yeah. Okay. Huh. Oh, I just see that we switched to summer time on 25th, which would mean that
it will be 1 hour earlier for you.
Yeah, so it would be now. Okay. Yeah, that would fit even better. Yeah, so 27th is good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let's see. I see that Todd had to drop off. Ken, do you have any updates on the on next week's Telegon?
Oh, nothing really to add. Regarding the various instances of the OOR, the hope is that we can automate as much as possible the customization of those instances. Right now, it's kind of it's developing into a rather long description of what, you know, all the different files you have to look at and all the things you have to change.
Right.
If we could get some more scripts involved in doing that, it would be a lot easier, especially when BioPortal produces, you know, the NCBO people produce a new version of BioPortal. So that's one thing we're trying to do. The other thing is to try to integrate in other modules. Again, you know, the idea is to have it more automated so that we can just put these in when the version changes. So the gatekeeping code in particular is one that we'd like to get in there. And we have made some progress on that. I've actually been able to introduce new pages and new data in the database.
Hmm.
I haven't been able to get a new tab.
Oh, okay.
The difficulty with getting a new tab is that it involves all this, you have to have some expertise in either GIMP or in Photoshop, and it's a rather delicate, complex activity to introduce that new tab because of the images involved. That's one thing I've been complaining about. I mean, it just seems much too hard to extend the tabs the way it's set up right now. You'd like to be able to just say, you know, add a new tab.
Right. Yeah, it would be nice to be able to just do it declaratively and ideally have the image generated or something as automatically.
Yeah, that was what I would like to see, but you know, at the moment you can't do that. I mean, the description that they give is quite complex, and that in addition to changing this one particular image that has all the tabs on it, you also have to have the precise location in pixels where everything is located.
Mm. Okay.
So you have to make sure all these locations are set up exactly right. And that just doesn't seem reasonable for, you know, because if somebody is going to be, you know, taking the OOR and customizing the OOR, this would seem like an unreasonable burden.
Right. So it's basically implemented as an image map or something, or the equivalent of that?
I don't know the details about it. I was just looking at the procedure. But yeah, I guess it's some kind of image map.
So I assume these will be the topics for next week's telecon?
Yes, right. We're going to be looking into these, seeing what progress has been made, and finding out if other individuals have things to add to the to what we're doing. It would be particularly nice if we could get more people involved in actually developing this code and the extensions. Okay, well, that's about all I have to say on this end.
Okay. Thank you.
Could you add that to the chat, please? I didn't quite capture.
What would you like me to put in here? I mean,
the summary of the what you just said, essentially. So we've got, let me save.
Okay, let's see. Shall we move on while Ken is
No, we move on, but I want to stay on that planning and upcoming event. If people would refresh the page, I now have 20th, 27th, April 3rd, then April 10th, and April 17th. So April 10th, we have Ontology Summit Symposium on the 12th. So my suggestion will be to skip that week.
Yeah, I agree.
17th, two thoughts. One, again, to skip that week because we barely got back from the summit symposium. The other is, of course, do something. So actually my suggestion is skip those 2 weeks and then plan something on the 24th or something.
That sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't be able to get anything else done in these weeks.
Right. So 24th. So if we line up, let's say we have a few things, few sort of mini series running, standardization, standards, metadata. What else? Development. I guess those three. So on the 24th, any suggestion?
Well, it would be good to, well, I guess depending on what we talk about like today, but I mean, it would be really, good to have something where it was, something was kind of content driven. Some kind of session, actually making some progress on that front. But we can see how we finish today. If there's any ideas.
What about mappings between ontologies? An area that would seem like it. At the moment, I don't think there is very much, even on BioPortal.
Yeah, but by the time the auto IOP people sort of comes up with things, then I guess mapping translation would become much more interesting.
Well, I suppose what we could do is have a session on perhaps how onto IOP could help OOR.
Yeah, perhaps get some other people who have experience with doing mapping.
To talk about this.
Yeah,
so we could have a mapping session where you have somebody presenting from Onto IOP, somebody presenting from the mapping, the broader ontology mapping community. We could do something like that. That might work.
Okay.
Also, IOP is certainly important, but it's more of a standard than an implementation, right?
Well, no, it's being implemented as we speak. So.
Oh, it is being implemented.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm not saying that wouldn't be the focus, but that would be one of the panels.
Yeah. Sounds good. So maybe between Ken and Michael, you two would co-chair this.
Yeah, we could do
and
that.
Drive it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested in doing that, but I have to be a little later because I'm kind of swamped with...
This is April 24th. It's a long time away.
April 24th? April 24th, I think, coincides with finals.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I can... because I'm not going to be... presenting, Christa, but I'll organize some speakers.
April 24th is indeed finals for me. That's a really bad time.
Okay.
1 week later would be much better.
1 week later would be May 1.
Would you be able to attend? Because I can take care of the organization.
I could certainly attend, yeah.
Okay, so I'll take care of the organization then.
But I would have trouble
yeah, it's kind of
embedding or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean it's sort of metadata-ish, so I can handle it underneath that title.
All right. Yeah, either it gives us a title, whether you want to put that in as a separate session or whether you want that in the metadata series,
yeah.
It'll be up to you.
Okay.
All right. Mike Dean, you have something to offer in terms of mapping?
One of the things I was wondering about was I thought that the, so there's a fair amount in BioPortal at the surface layer, although not all of it's really exposed at the user interface. And I thought that the Stanford folks were going to do some automated mapping in the background. And I was wondering if anybody knew if that was actually in the 0.5 appliance.
I have no idea. Could you ask on the list?
What exactly would you mean by being in the appliance?
Well, I thought they were going to actually have essentially a daemon that kind of ran in the background and did at least basic matching between class names and proposed those as mappings.
I haven't seen anything like that. I
thought they presented that a while ago, and I wasn't sure when it was going to materialize.
Yeah, like I say, I haven't seen them actually announce any such tool.
But could you post a question on the list?
Yeah, I could try or follow up on some of the earlier discussions.
Right. If you could, that would be nice. But I mean, from your perspective, I mean, would you know of people who would sort of bring new perspective or show us some other work that would be of interest? I mean. Benjamin Grossov.
Yeah, he's not really working so much with mappings. There's a big ontology mapping community that has the annual workshop and competition.
So I was thinking of reaching out to them.
Right.
I was thinking of that maybe somebody from BioPortal world. Somebody from the OntoYop project, and then somebody from the broader ontology mapping community, like Jerome Usenet or, people like that.
Right.
Perhaps somebody maybe that's a little more maybe involved with some of the implementation side of things, like you say, that competition.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that actually would probably be nice to look toward is, there's NREI has an alignment API that is kind of used, at least has been used in the past, as kind of the, common driver for the tools in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Integrating that into OR would basically make it easy to integrate a lot of the existing mapping tools.
Yeah.
So, and I suppose it potentially could actually be done, as a separate client that just uses the service interface.
Yeah. Could you maybe post a link to that specific tool?
Yeah.
Then I can maybe ping that person specifically rather than contacting Jerome and finding out in a roundabout way.
Right. Yeah. Let me just. I'll do it right now.
So Michael, are you determined to make this part of the OR metadata series?
It doesn't matter. I kind of always.
It's your call.
I always thought of mapping as being kind of part of the broader notion of metadata. I mean, the BioPortal people don't really think of it that way. I mean, they think of the metadata being handled completely by OMV and then mapping is something that's done extra.
Mm.
But personally, I kind of saw metadata subsuming the notions of mappings.
Okay. So then let's make that sort of OOR method part of the OOR metadata
sure.
series.
Yeah. When the title will be ontology mappings.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And also OOR metadata, we also talked about OOR metadata. Maybe one session we might address federation as part of the OR metadata.
Yeah, I think that might be, we can do that after the mappings.
Yeah, one of those days.
Yeah, one of the sessions in May.
Mm.
I just posted the link there along with a little bit of context. Oops.
So if we make this sort of a part of the metadata series, then we can get Ken off the hook and keep you on there to do the organization work.
Yep.
Oh. All right. Okay, I think we've got plenty of days lined up.
Okay. Have you updated the web page?
I beg your pardon?
Have you updated the web page?
Yes, if you refresh now.
Okay. Refreshing now.
And look below 360Y. 360Y.
That looks great. Let's see. The next topic is doing something in Ontology Summit 2012. And Todd's awful great. Does anybody else have more that they'd like to add to that?
Yes, I have this one thing that is quite exciting, actually.
Hmm?
I copied a few of you on this. We had this one meeting yesterday between four people. Ali Hashemi, Jie Bao, one Ying Jie Li, and myself. So I was just sort of introducing the two groups. Jie Bao, some of you might know him, Mike particularly. Jie Bao used to be with RPI, the Tetris World. And then I guess he lives in Boston, then I guess, worked for a while, with W3C at MIT and,
he was still with RPI, but he was based in Boston and spending some time at W3C and some time at BBN.
And then sort of contracted work with BBN for a little bit. But now he's out in the Silicon Valley with us in the West Coast working for Samsung. But offline, I mean, we've also enlisted him to help with the Purple Semantic Media Wiki effort that Ken Bukowski and I have been running. Although Jay has a little kid and we meet in the evenings and there's always a conflict. So he couldn't quite make the meetings. However, the effort of enhancing ontolog content has always been on his mind. And more recently, he made a proposition and say, let's do something simple. Let's upload all this, the ontolog slides onto SlideShare and then put that into the linked open data cloud, clean up the method, clean up the tagging, or at least do something about the tagging and so on. And I said, I mean, that meshes quite well with Ali Hashemi's effort trying to sort of do better dissemination of Ontology Summit content. So I said, I'll put you guys to. Oh, and then Jie Bao has this guy we talked about, I mean, who from Lehigh, who is working with Jeff under Jeff Heflin on their semantic web and agent technology lab. Who is getting his PhD in a few months, and they are they have been friends for a long time. So they have they work as a team, and I think they can do magic in terms of coding, particularly in like semantic wiki type settings, because Jie Bao has written a lot of the semantic wiki extensions previously and done a lot of implementations. So the conclusion from that meeting is they will do the upload. Ali Hashemi will work up an ontology that sort of encompasses, or at least a vocabulary that encompasses the various concepts and aspects that different audiences would want to look when they want to discover or navigate through ontology-based contents. I mean, typically the ontology summit or ontolog-like content. And then we will try to move all the ontology summit content, at least this year's ontology summit, or maybe this year and last year, because they are both related to disseminating ontology to wider audiences, move that to a semantic wiki, particularly the Purple Semantic Wiki platform. And because once we move it there, then a lot of tools have been developed, and a lot of those tools have actually been written by Jie Bao himself, like RDFA tools, in semantic forms, presentation tools, and so on. So that's the general aim. They will go back and write up a plan, but essentially the plan will entail two deliverables, one ready by the 27th, probably some prototype, which could be showcased either on the 29th at a session, a summit session on the Thursday, or on the 30th, which is an organizing committee meeting. That would be the prototype, and the next deadline would be the 10th, April 10th, at which point those deliverables would be good for the symposium on the 12th and the 13th. We don't know what is yet, what they are yet, because it's being thought through. But Jie Bao and Ying Jie Li are sort of the super programmer types that could do a lot of things over one weekend.
Yeah, I haven't heard any response actually to the invitation for demos.
Right, and obviously if they finish doing something, that would be part of your demo program. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about. But yeah, no, I haven't heard a single response yet, so I'll have to send out another email about that.
Or something. Yeah, or nudge people during the sessions. Either.
Yeah, and who was the person that I contacted you before about that already? But anyways, we'll talk about that offline. That's a different topic. Sorry.
Right. So that's very exciting. And the reason why it's related to OOR is that when Ali has his ontology, we wanted it on OOR. So that the semantic wiki actually would need to go to OOR to pick up the ontology and provide either semantic search or whatever. So that's the plan. That's the sort of 50,000 feet plan. The detailed implementation plan is still coming. We should have it maybe later in the week. The unfortunate part is Jie Bao, who works for Samsung, was leaving the country for a week to meet in Korea for the company meeting. So we'll have to work over email in the meantime. Except for that, I think it's very exciting.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So we probably need to engage Ken and the PSMW team to a certain extent, because that team has, Tejas Parikh again, has been writing code to migrate ontolog content over to a Purple Semantic Media Wiki platform, and that's being tested right now. So we might sort of use that to migrate the Ontology Summit snippets, I mean, for this particular demo.
Do you have any idea what the new host would be, or will it actually replace the current Ontolog server?
Try again.
I was wondering where the new content would be located.
The new content, I mean, there's already a test server, actually two test environments running those. Currently, there's an Ontolog-dev, which is on a server called Ontolog-01 server that hosts a couple of instances for testing. So eventually, it will take over the Ontolog wiki. But we also envision that we will do a sort of parallel run and a soft migration. So the old content will probably never totally go away. But it will be migrated and slowly take over, and there will be a time when things will run in parallel. Because besides just migrating, we are also hoping that with the new platform, there will be a lot of value-added service, like semantic search, I mean, whatever, semantic forms, and so on, that we will sort of implement and test and go back and forth. So we don't want to sort of totally take down the very stable production platform
right.
overnight.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. And according to Todd, he said regarding OR Summit and OR, one issue appears in many summit presentation that is infrastructure. And he said he will represent that in the communique.
Ah. Okay. Okay.
That's all.
Let's see. Do we have any member activities updates? I think Ken talked about some of the stuff that they were doing. Already.
Yeah, we mostly cover everything.
Right.
I guess quick rundown on all the names and entries under 36PN. I guess we pretty much cover everything.
Okay, the next one was action planning for the content drive, getting people to upload Ontology.
So when we talk about a content drive, uploading Ontologies, which of the ORs would we have them put it in, like the sandbox, or which one?
We only have a sandbox.
Have the sandbox, okay.
Yeah, we still don't have production. Because our criteria for production is once we have gatekeeping, then we have production.
Right.
So far, we don't have gatekeeping, which means we don't have production.
Okay. And one other question I had, too. So I guess this is sort of related to the work that's kind of going on within Ontowayap and Kalore. So the way that this distributed ontology language, kind of the files are specified, you can point to the different ontologies by, URLs, right? And so you can say that what's the relationship between, one ontology and another, but each of those ontologies would have like a URL. Would that be the case in the sandbox? Like, can we refer to an ontology within the sandbox from outside the sandbox?
There is a URL that's used internally. It's like an ontology and then a five-digit number or so. I don't know quite how useful that is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very database oriented, so it has an ID.
Okay.
It's an internal ID.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it would be really useful to have them. But
Okay, so I guess in general, that when we get to federation, that might be a difficulty then, right? So how would we be able to point to ontologies between that are residing in different repositories?
Yeah, we had a meeting regarding this at one time, a long time ago.
Oh.
This idea of having universal locators for ontologies was discussed.
Okay.
But that may have been some years ago, actually.
Mm.
It seems like a really big topic.
Yeah, because I mean, the reason I'm bringing it up is because, you know, like we could get people to load in ontologies, but I also kind of wanted to, you know, get two birds with one stone here and be able to say, okay, well, if I can get people to upload different owl ontologies into the current sandbox, then we can also describe how those ontologies we're putting in are related to other ontologies, say, in Calore. So, like, for example, owl time, the owl axioms versus owl time, the common logic axioms, and use and kind of be able to talk about how those two are related. I would like to do that, be able to do that, but I'm not sure how I'd be able to do that.
Right. I mean, you probably want to use the base theorized for the ontology themselves, but they may not be resolvable.
Yeah.
And they're almost certainly not going to be resolvable at the kind of in quite the normal form in the OOR.
That sounds like an interesting use case. How would that actually work?
Yeah.
I mean, are you?
Well, see, I guess this is kind of this might be related to like how divergent BioPortal is from say Calore, in the sense of Calore is almost more file based in a way, right? Every ontology is a set of axioms, and that's a file, has a URL, etc. Whereas BioPortal, and I guess by extension the sandbox, is more database oriented. The ontologies all live within the same database and are not necessarily addressable, yeah, from the outside. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah, but let's see, could we come out with a use case for this? I mean, how would one actually make use of this feature if we had a feature like this? You need a use case to know how to.
Well, I mean, just for the use case, I guess, kind of arises out of some of the onto-IOP work that, you know, you're dealing with, you know, heterogeneous ontologies. And so I may want to actually build a new ontology by saying, oh, I'm reusing the ontology you can find over here that's written in OWL. I'm going to extend it by adding maybe some rules from RIF and some common logic axioms that, you know, they can't be expressed in RIF. And I'm going to get, you know, each of those sets of axioms from different places, not necessarily within the same repository.
So it's more from the point of view of specification rather than, like, you'd have an import statement inside your ontology?
So there's two scenarios. One is there'd be an import statement. And then the other scenario would be just a mapping or a relationship, right? So how is owl time, the owl axioms, how are they related to owl time that are written in common logic, say, the first order axioms that say, you know, Jerry Hobbs and Penn wrote, right? So they're in different logical languages, and they're very different. The axioms are different. I mean, you know, they're not like, it's not like a translation of the owl axioms, but you would still want to be able to talk about how they're related to each other.
So Ontol Hub will provide means for evaluating this.
That's right, right. And so that might be the use case. But so what would be good is to have, be able to access and point to and reference ontologies that are, say, within the sandbox, within the OOR. I suppose this is maybe we're talking about federation at this point. Maybe I'm getting ahead of ourselves here.
I think it's more kind of hosting instead of federation, so that you could actually essentially host the really the primary copy of the ontology at the inner repository.
Because, you know, for example, there's this Tones work, which I'm not really sure how active it is anymore at Manchester. So if you Google Tones ontology Manchester, you can find that. And there's a whole set of Allo ontologies there, but it's just a listing. It's not a repository. It's a, just a listing. So we could probably get a student just to upload all those, but then, you know, I want to be able to do other things with it, like, you know, say with respect to OntoIOP or with respect to, mapping those OWL ontologies with some common logic ontologies in Colore. I'd like to be able to do that as well, rather than just throwing things into the repository without really doing any kind of analysis.
Right. I think there's yet a third use case, and that is if some application is using an ontology, then
that's right. Yeah,
embedded in code, and you know, it would mean that as the application is running, at one point it would request, say, make a Sparkle query to an ontology, or even possibly several ontologies, and then it would just go out and get the information from wherever the ontologies are located. You could certainly do that with URLs right now.
So one notion, I don't know whether OMV would do that, is to actually use, you know, the base URI for the ontology, what it uses internally, but to have a property like, you know, available at location or stored in a repository or something like that, then essentially have the linkage. Because the imports will actually use the, you know, the URI for the base URI for the ontology.
Right.
So it OMV currently has a way of specifying what the URI of the ontology is. Is that right?
I assume so. Yeah.
Right, but see that's what OMV has. But what is OOR do? Like, what does the sandbox do?
Right.
Right. Right. So we can specify. Actually, you need to specify both the ontology and the version, because there can be multiple versions.
Right, and OWL2 has support for versioning and version URIs as well.
Right, OWL2, and presumably that would be in OMV as well.
Okay, so you're saying then that the ontologies in the sandbox would not have dereferenceable URLs, but it would have, via OMV, it would have a URI, and that's how you could refer to it.
Right.
Right, so that would be definitely related to the federation aspect. So any of these use cases, you would go to the federation information, find out where the ontology is actually located, and then the request would be delegated to whatever that location is.
But that sounds kind of, the nice thing about URIs is that it's a little more declarative, right? You don't have to say, well, how am I going to go fetch this ontology? You're kind of embedding that with the actual code then.
For the application use case, certainly that's true.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
Maybe not so much for the other two use cases.
Yeah.
Although even, I guess in the case of having an import, you do need to check that the ontology exists, I suppose, and is available.
Yeah, no, but that's, again, that's not, the fetching is not part of the link in a way. I mean, that's part of the, like you say, whatever code is actually using this declarative file. But declaratively, I would want to be able to say something like, you know, this ontology I'm writing is an extension of some other ontology in the repository.
Oh yeah, definitely. You have declarative use cases, and then you'd have more procedural use cases.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, some individuals pointed this out, that it wasn't currently in our use cases, but nobody's ever come forward and actually contributed use cases for this sort of thing. We do have a collection of use cases for OOR fully described. It'd be good to add these.
Okay.
So does that sound reasonable? That there's right now you mentioned import mapping, and I mentioned application.
Right.
Anybody else have an idea what you'd use? Any other use cases for this feature? Well, perhaps you don't have to tell me now, but I mean, at one point, it'd be good to get these into the use case list.
Yeah.
Right.
Because thinking that there are places on the web that do have, you know, kind of listings of OWL ontologies, so which we could get the student to, you know, kind of upload into the sandbox. Not sure exactly what the benefit of that would be per se, but we want something more targeted.
This is more of the registration aspect rather than the repository aspect, but we certainly want OR to be a registry as well as a, storage.
Well, no, when we're talking about content here, I mean, what are we talking about? I mean,
it's loading ontologies into the repository.
Right. So as I'm saying, so is it of any benefit to kind of go and find, look up these other, not necessarily repositories, I say more like listings or catalogs?
I think certainly, you know, finding things that are in use is valuable. I mean, the hard part, the work tends to be, you know, supplying the additional metadata for them.
Mm.
You know, like some of the ones I was loading, you know, I had to really, you know, BioPortal actually requires that you have a release date associated with it. And, you know, there were a couple things that, you know, the best I could do was find the file modified date, you know, on the actual ontology file, because it really wants an internal release date.
In that respect,
it just lacks some of those things, because, you know, clearly you don't always know that information.
I think the sandbox actually provides a better platform, because we are slightly more sloppy with the sandbox in that we don't even require the steward of a certain ontology to do the upload themselves. So as long as those ontologies are open, so I mean, you could get one of your students to upload, and that would be fine with us. By the time we have production, we probably will have to sort of constrain the upload to the people who actually authored the ontology or is associated with the original author of the ontology by then.
Mm.
So the sandbox would be good. At least we can do a lot of things.
Yeah, it would be good to do that. But, you know, like was mentioned, you know, where do you get the metadata from?
Right.
I mean, yeah, usually you just have to go and actually, you know, look for it. You know it's often there's an ontology homepage or embedded either comments or properties, you know, version info and things like that in the ontology file itself.
Right. The point is it becomes rather labor-intensive, which is what OR was supposed to relieve, you know.
Right. Yeah, one thing that would actually be really nice is to have a little sort of, you know, because also, you know, with the sandbox, you know, we need to periodically reload it to have, you know, some way either of capturing that or of kind of scripting the import so that you could, save the values in script and just rerun the script, you know, to import things again.
Yeah, that is an issue. I mean, I think I did raise this at one point. I mean, when we go to a new version of BioPortal, what happens to all of the ontologies that have been uploaded?
Yeah, so well, the migration script, you know, will handle the ontologies. It doesn't handle most of the other data, but it will handle the ontologies themselves. And seems
yeah, well, the ontologies themselves, yeah, but I mean, what about the rest? Yeah.
Right.
All they'd have to do is change the schema slightly and, you know, suddenly you can't And they are changing the schema, by the way. Suddenly it becomes a lot more difficult to to migrate the metadata.
Right.
They're in the process of transferring from the relational to triple store.
Triple store. Yeah, so the migration script that they provide just uses the service interface, so that should be transparent. But, it would be, I don't think, for example, that they're doing, I know there's some things they explicitly say they don't do, and I don't think they're doing things like the users, which is, I wonder how, I'm curious about how they actually handle their own instance, because clearly they don't have people re-registering, every time they have a new software release.
Yeah, and then of course we're going to have a migration script for all the extensions that we put in.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I guess it's doable, but
yeah.
It'd be nice if more people were involved in developing these scripts.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, the last item on our agenda, and I assume we're probably pretty close to the end of our telecon, is, getting us to a stage where we can run an OR production box. And if we want to go into this in detail today, or...
No, but we roughly talked about it, and I guess it still takes work. So are we... I mean, is the end of the tunnel in sight? I mean, in terms of putting gatekeeping into the code? I guess the question is for Ken.
Well, I can't give you a firm date on when we're going to start having that. We got the initial hurdle anyway.
Right.
How to do an extension. But, yeah, now I'm kind of busy with.
Okay, so I
so it's maybe a few weeks before I can even tell you when.
Yeah. You treat this as a sort of action item on your plate, and
oh yeah, it's been an action item for a while.
Yeah, we'll come back to this later.
Yeah.
So I sort of like the Michael's idea of doing a content drive session, but obviously we want to do it when we are more ready, and we just don't seem like we are.
Well, so I guess the one of the issues is that the content is for the most part scattered, so it's not like we can kind of get with mapping, we can get the key players in the mapping community together for a session, but there's not really a key player or small set of key players in the content, in the ontology community. I mean, everyone basically just works on their own, or if you can find the ontologies, everyone's working on their own. A lot of other ontologies are never really presented or discussed. As we kind of noticed last year's ontology summit, I mean, we're talking about ontology use cases, and one of the things when you're presenting your use case is the ontology you use, and nobody would share their ontology. I don't think there's a single person who said, here is the ontology that we used in our use case, either because it was proprietary, I guess mainly because it was proprietary, but I can't remember the other excuses. So that's a little frustrating.
But back to what you were suggesting just now, if there's a bunch of ontology that's sort of open, get some students to upload them, and then if we have value added, like mapping, various things, then we, or onto IOP, kind of value added, process that we could demonstrate, then we would be ready for a content drive. We invite the ontology stewards to come join us. We show them, if your ontology is, your production ontology is here, that's what can be done. And that would be a good content drive.
So you're kind of saying that there's kind of a minimal set of ontologies we have to have in the sandbox before people think it's worthwhile to add things to the sandbox.
The ontology and maybe surfaces.
Yeah.
That is interesting enough. Unless we have specific focused efforts. One focused effort is, there's data.gov, and data.gov means hundreds of thousands of data sets, which some have schemas, some have RDF vocabularies that the RPI people had put together. I mean, there's a whole range. One of the proposals I made to the federal government actually is, let's do a systematic project to create ontologies / vocabularies that could be hosted on OOR. And once you have that, then your data set would be much more valuable, because there's some place people can get the schema in an ontology. It's still sort of in a proposal stage, and I'm actually hoping that this demo that Ali and Jie Bao and Ying Jie Li is working can sort of throw some light on that, because at least at the summit symposium, we've got the right audience from government, from NCO, from defense and so on, that could be looking at it, and they may find it interesting.
But the other thing too is the SOCOP one. They're the ones that they have a lot of ontologies. They have the suite ontologies and all those. I'm surprised that they haven't kind of contributed more.
To what? To content or to?
Yeah, to content.
To surface.
Well, to content.
Mike, want to say something about it?
Sorry, I was distracted for a moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Michael was asking about what the SOCOP people have plans for, essentially.
In terms of contributing
content.
Oh, I see. So we had a call out to several groups, sort of soliciting things to be imported. So we've loaded about 25 ontologies at this point.
Okay.
So it is being populated, as we're going. We initially went to some of the things off a trade study we did several years ago, and then other fairly highly visible ontologies. So that number I'm sure will continue to grow.
Okay.
And we'd like to work with mapping. We haven't done very much with mapping yet, but that's certainly a next step.
Yeah, how soon would one have an application that calls something on OOR? That would be useful.
Well, we talked about using the server. We actually have some, the folks at SOCOP are actually, building some demos. They're using the ontologies, and they're planning to use the service interface to actually get the ontologies out of OOR.
Ah, fantastic. So maybe, you should nudge the SOCOP people to sign up for Michael's demo call.
For the summit?
Yeah, for the summit. I'm almost certain Gary Burke Cross would be at the summit symposium.
Right.
Yeah. And Adrian Zhao is the one who's particularly working on the services. He's local as well, which would that's a good thought. I'll try to.
Right. So Mike Dean, maybe you could sort of nudge them to respond.
Okay, do we have anything else we want to cover today?
No, we covered a lot of grounds.
Yes. So our next telecon is next week. We we've got telecons the next 3 weeks and then 2 weeks off. So
sounds good.
Good.
Great meeting.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.